Representative Guy Rees-Kentheler, China co-ops U.S.-funded institutions like WHO. By Robert Krajicek on April 10, 2020. China co-ops U.S.-funded international organizations like the World Health Organization, WHO, an arm of the United Nations, UN, as part of its geopolitical strategy, explained Representative Guy Rees-Kentheler. RPA, explaining his legislative proposal to conditionally defund the WHO. On Tuesday, Rees-Kentheler introduced a resolution to withhold funding from the WHO until the resignation of its Director General, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, an Ethiopian microbiologist. He joined Friday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily for an interview with host Alex Marlowe. "What my bill says is that the Director General of the World Health Organization has to resign," said Rees-Kentheler. "We know that Dr. Tedros either acted with gross negligence or he was complicit in a cover-up of the early days of COVID-19 in Wuhan with the Chinese Communist Party. My bill also ties future funding to the World Health Organization to the establishment of an international body that will investigate how the World Health Organization worked hand-in-glove with the Chinese Communist Party to cover up COVID-19, added Rees-Kentheler. "And until those two things happen, the World Health Organization will not get voluntary funding from the United States. Listen." President Donald Trump described the WHO as China-centric via Twitter on Tuesday. Marlowe said, "The World Health Organization is getting paid 10 times as much by the United States as it is by China, even though it seems like everything the World Health Organization does is credit China for their great work and throw shade at the United States." Rees-Kentheler explained, "There's an assessed amount on all the nations that support the World Health Organization, and that assessed amount is based off GDP. So we pay about $100 million assessed by the World Health Organization. We also, because we're Americans, put forth more money in a voluntary fashion. The voluntary fashion, for us, is over $400 million. So we pay just about 22% of the World Health Organization's total budget, and then the Western powers pay a lot as well," continued Rees-Kentheler. "Yet the Chinese use the World Health Organization to parrot the Chinese Communist Party talking points and throw shade at the United States. America and the broader West fund international bodies co-opted by China in furtherance of the communist state's geopolitical goals," warned Rees-Kentheler. He noted China's procurement of influence within international institutions via the establishment of debt traps with said institutions' member states. "The Chinese have been incredibly good at taking over these international institutions. And they do it because they can leverage a lot of the developing countries, because the Chinese are coming into these countries, setting up debt traps, bringing infusions of cash with tons of strings attached, and then they have that leverage they can hold over these members when they're on these international institutions," concluded Rees-Kentheler. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.